The NFL draft in Detroit racked up record attendance numbers as football fans gathered downtown to watch their favorite teams pick from the best college players in the country. WDET's Alex McLennan attended all 3 days of festivities. He has this report on the event and what's next for the city of Detroit.
The Chicago Bears had the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. They used it to select Caleb Williams, a quarterback out of USC who was widely considered the best player available.
My reason why I play is to win games and win championships, and so what better place to do it than the Chicago Bears?
However, thousands of Detroit football fans in Campus Martius did not share the enthusiasm for their divisional rival.
Chicago Bears, let's win!
Supporters of teams from around the NFL were represented in the draft audience, but the crowd was overwhelmingly decked out in the Detroit Lions' iconic Honolulu blue. Fans like Craig Smith.
When you have this many football fans against other teams, it's always competition, and having everybody here, it's good.
Smith says he's never seen more people downtown than during the draft, and the NFL has never had as many fans at the event. Detroit set a 3-day record with more than 775,000 people in attendance. Twice during the weekend, organizers closed entry to the footprint as crowds hit maximum capacity. Alex Burcroft says she and her family were excited to support the Detroit Lions.
We are just coming into a new era of our own with Dan Campbell as our leader, getting those kneecaps.
Long known as lovable losers, the Lions have turned it around in recent seasons. Burcroft says that's pumped up the Detroit sports community, driving big turnouts.
Because they know that Detroit is like just a new age and everyone's excited and it just creates this great culture.
But for organizers in Detroit, hoping the draft shows the city can host big events, it wasn't only about the hometown fans. The experience of visitors was important too, and that feedback was largely positive. New York Giants fan Dan Weinberg says he was in Detroit for the first time.
The weather's surprisingly good. People are super nice. I can't believe how many girls are here for the draft. That's really weird.
Weinberg says sports events in New York and New Jersey are a bit less diverse.
No girl would ever show up at an event like this, and just all these girls are here seemingly of their own volition.
He was also complimentary of the Detroit food scene, as was Tennessee Titans fan Sam Dean, who was wearing an eccentric outfit with color-matching sneakers, necklaces.
Three boas, a white Titans jersey, and UV protective Titans-themed armwear. Oh, and the giant cowboy hat with the Titans symbol on it.
Dean, who calls himself Mr. First Down, says his first time in the Motor City was better than expected.
The people have been really friendly as well, so it's been just a stellar experience, and I'll definitely be back.
And that kind of positive feedback is what city officials are hoping to hear. Christopher Moyer of Visit Detroit says a successful draft weekend gives the region a boost when it comes to attracting other events.
We're going after things like the Big Ten Football Championship, the NBA All-Star Game, the NHL All-Star Game. We've got the NCAA Final Four in 3 years.
In the lead-up to the NFL draft, many city leaders mentioned that they want to host another Super Bowl at some point. Somebody else who hopes that happens is Detroiter and Football Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis. He played 13 seasons in the NFL as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. His final game as a pro was the 2006 Super Bowl in Detroit, which he won.
I cheer for the Steelers 100%, but if the Steelers aren't playing the Lions, I'm cheering for the Honolulu Blue.
Bettis says he thinks football is having a moment in Detroit right now. He says if the Super Bowl was held in the city today, it would be different than how it was nearly 20 years ago.
It was fantastic because obviously the Steelers were there and we won, but I think it can be even bigger and better because now you have a re-energized fan base here in Detroit.
Detroit Lions defensive tackle Aleem McNeil says he and his teammates would also like to see another Super Bowl played at Ford Field.
That's our plan. That's what we want to do. We want to be the ones playing in it.
The Lions have never won a Lombardi Trophy, but the team will have at least three more opportunities to do so before a Super Bowl could possibly be held in Detroit. The NFL has already picked host cities through 2027. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.